And now we're going to go to Florida, where the damage done by Hurricane Ian to the local economy in the southwestern part of the state is hard to calculate. Businesses are dependent on tourists and seasonal residents. But farmers have also taken a hard hit. Hundreds of acres of citrus groves, vegetable farms, and ranches were wrecked by the catastrophic storm. WUSF's Carrie Sheridan has this story of one dairy farm which lost hundreds of cows.
Hurricane Ian's impact on Dakin Dairy Farm, about 100 miles north of where the storm made landfall, is not only visibly noticeable, but audibly too. Fewer black and white cows gather under what shade they can find. A sprinkler system showers them with water to keep them cool. Owner Jerry Dakin says Hurricane Ian completely destroyed three of the farm's open-air shelters. The other five barns had parts of their roofs blown off.
We've had over 250 animals that have died here. In my lifetime, most I've ever lost maybe 10 baby calves or something. I have never lost this many animals. My brothers down the road, he's well over 300. We've never seen something that's so stressful on these animals. It's unbelievable.
Dakin lost 12% of his herd of milking cows. He says many of the deaths were stress-related. Workers were piling up the dead cows to keep them away from the healthy ones. The state sent an incinerator to help dispose of the carcasses. In another pasture, some cows wade through water that floods the side of the road. The farm lost power for a few days, so two generators powered machines to milk the cows. But the milk couldn't be kept cold and had to be thrown out. In a business that was already hard, Ian made it harder.
I mean, we have some insurance, but the challenge thing is with the inflations of all the materials that's gone up there, I'm at a point, what do I do here?
In the last decade, there were hundreds of dairy farms in Florida. Now Dakin says he's one of just over 50 left in the state. Replacing a lost dairy cow could cost around $2,000 per animal, which means Dakin Dairy is looking at $500,000 in lost livestock from Hurricane Ian, and more could die in the coming days.
As farmers, it's heartbreaking for us because they're not only our livelihood, but they're really part of the family.
Matt Lusher is president of Florida Dairy Farmers. He says caring for cows in Florida is costly. Not only do farmers have to ship in feed from other regions, cows are cold weather animals, and keeping them cool in Florida can get expensive.
We're dealing with a federal pricing system that is in drastic need of an overhaul to reflect properly what it costs to move milk out of the Southeast.
Krista Court is an assistant professor of regional economics at the University of Florida. She's beginning to track the damage Hurricane Ian did to farms, from lost beehives to flooded vegetable fields to livestock.
You know, Hurricane Irma in 2017, we estimated over $1 billion of damage just in agricultural losses.
We still don't know the full extent of the agricultural loss from Ian. For now, Dakin Dairy is seeing if they're eligible for a portion of the $10 million in loans Governor Ron DeSantis has set aside for agricultural businesses impacted by the storm and for help from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Dakin Dairy is also getting support from elsewhere.
Yeah, the huge Hurricane Ian.
Every year, Dakin Dairy welcomes elementary school students on field trips to see the cows and the milk operation, so lots of local people know about the place. The family-owned farm recently posted about their losses on social media, and people started showing up to help.
Make sure you get the tag numbers or push mom.
Yeah,
okay. Mom up too.
A boy named Logan puts on blue plastic gloves and follows a small group of moms and their children into the goat pen.
I'm gonna feed the baby goats.
What are you gonna feed them?
Hey.
Courtney Dakin says the outpouring of support is overwhelming.
It's absolutely humbling to see all these people come out here and literally show up on our front doorstep going, how can we help you? It's absolutely amazing.
As tractors drive in and out and volunteers move shards of metal that fell from the roofs, owner Jerry Dakin says he's trying to focus on the big things, the basics, getting the cows milked, in shelter, and keeping them hydrated.
Disasters like this is when people leave the agriculture, and we've got to keep food in America. We've got to keep do whatever we got to do to keep farmers here.
Dakin says the support of the community will be crucial in the days and weeks ahead. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Sheridan.